Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Making a Fort. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Making a Fort. A storm was coming, so Morgan and Taylor wanted to make a fort. Morgan went to ask Mom for some blankets. Mom, can Taylor and I use 4 of your blankets? What for? Asked Mom. We want to make a fort on the porch, said Morgan. What are you going to use to form your fort? Mom asked. We can use the benches from the dinner table, said Morgan. When Morgan and Taylor got the blankets, they worked together to make their fort. Each time they went to set it up, the blankets fell off the benches. This is not going to work, said Taylor. Just then, Mom came in with some poles and a cord. I think this will help you make your fort. You can use the cord to link the benches together so the blankets will stay. Thanks, Mom, said Morgan and Taylor. This is going to help us get the benches in order and keep them together. At last, Morgan and Taylor's fort stayed put using the cord and poles. The girls got into the fort just as the storm arrived. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. A storm was coming, so Morgan and Taylor wanted to make a fort. Morgan went to ask Mom for some blankets. Mom, can Taylor and I use 4 of your blankets? What for? Asked Mom. We want to make a fort on the porch, said Morgan. What are you going to use to form your fort? Mom asked. We can use the benches from the dinner table, said Morgan. When Morgan and Taylor got the blankets, they worked together to make their fort. Each time they went to set it up, the blankets fell off of the benches. This is not going to work, said Taylor. Just then, Mom came in with some poles and a cord. I think this will help you make your fort. You can use the cord to link the benches together so the blankets will stay. Thanks, Mom, said Morgan and Taylor. This is going to help us get the benches in order and keep them together. At last, Morgan and Taylor's fort stayed put using the cord and poles. The girls got into the fort just as the storm arrived. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. A storm was coming, so Morgan and Taylor wanted to make a fort. Morgan went to ask Mom for some blankets. Mom, can Taylor and I use 4 of your blankets? What for? Asked Mom. We want to make a fort on the porch, said Morgan. What are you going to use to form your fort? Mom asked. We can use the benches from the dinner table, said Morgan. When Morgan and Taylor got the blankets, they worked together to make their fort. Each time they went to set it up, the blankets fell off of the benches. "This is not going to work," said Taylor. Just then, Mom came in with some poles and a cord. "I think this will help you make your fort. You can use the cord to link the benches together so the blankets will stay." "Thanks, Mom," said Morgan and Taylor. "This is going to help us get the benches in order and keep them together." At last, Morgan and Taylor's fort stayed put using the cord and poles. The girls got into the fort just as the storm arrived. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.